Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, we have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be with Rob Regish performing the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers listener questions about training, diet, and supplements. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by an old friend who has been missed, and that's Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. When we talk about the war on health, and this is going to become a very, very interesting discussion a little bit later in the show. So stay tuned for that. Let's get right to it with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Just got back from the gym. How about you?
I trained this morning, and I trained. You know what? I got to tell you something. Since I've gotten my snoring under control, I'm able to push really hard. I'm not afraid of my heart starting to do that rhythm dance that it was doing back then. My strength is coming back really, really fast. I am extremely happy. That's all I can say. I went into the gym today. I did hammer strength pullovers the way you and I prescribe, not holding onto the crossbar, but keeping my hands in a praying fashion, just keep my shoulders stabilized in the front. 3 45s and a 35 on each side was my two top sets. I did two sets of six each. Six reps each before I started to descend back down my pyramid. And I did those completely to elbows behind the back with each rep. So,
great.
Yeah, I feel good. I really do. And I thank God because nothing makes me feel better than walking out of the gym after moving a lot of significant weight. Like, it tells me, it's my barometer. It tells me that I'm on the right track for health and longevity. That's all I can say.
Yeah. You feel fresh, right? Not exhausted.
Yeah, and you know what? I was dreading this workout this morning, and after the workout, I thought, my God, you know, when am I going to get the message that after I train, I always feel so much better? So I want to mention something real quick, too. In the honor of Dr. Michael Smith coming on to talk about the war on your health, there's an image on Facebook that I'd love for you to share. It's both on my personal page and the fan page. And it's a quote that I've made on this show numerous times, and I put it in print and perhaps even put a target on my head now because it'll be out there for organizations to see. But the quote simply says, more lives have been destroyed or shortened at the hands of the incompetent and corrupt FDA than any other sinister regime in history. And I'd like people to share that and get that passed around because we have to get the message out that the FDA is doing nothing good for us. Even in the occasions where they do something right, it's few and far between compared to what they do wrong. So, and I could go on and do a show just about that, but we'll talk more about that with Dr. Michael Smith later in the show. So let's get right to it. How's your training?
Training's going great. I just did hit cardio today, but I topped my previous level and did some foam rolling and got out of there, and I'll be ready to hit it hard again tomorrow.
There you go. The first question actually comes from a law enforcement officer, and I have to always give a shout-out to law enforcement because that's a thankless job. Nobody likes police officers, but everybody wants them around when things go bad.
Yeah.
And so to the police officers in the world, thank you for taking the job. You don't get paid enough. I'm a police officer, and I have an interesting dilemma. I'm 42 years old, 6 foot tall, and a very lean 280 pounds. I've been an easy gainer my whole life. In fact, did I say his name is Mike Grady? I'm sorry, Mike Grady. In fact, despite a questionable diet and haphazard training, people often ask me if I compete. I guess it's in the genes. When I do train, it's all powerlifting movements, currently benching 420, squatting and deadlifting over six. My problem is that I have no stamina. I hate desk work and in a cruiser most of the day chasing down bad guys. That's easy enough in my squad car, but when it comes to foot chases, I run out of gas. I have no injuries except from impaired equilibrium. Happened during a domestic dispute. Some woman got the best of me, slapped my left ear, and blew out the eardrum. That is a common thing to happen to wrestlers, too, by the way.
Yeah.
This may sound odd, but it's there anyway, and I can train to lose muscle. Any way that I can train to lose muscle? I don't think he needs to lose muscle. What do you think?
No, and that's part of my answer. You know, we certainly don't get many questions like this, that's for sure, but I wish I was so blessed, except for the eardrum part. It is true, you know, and I agree, police officers need to be bigger and stronger than the bad guys, and Mike certainly has that aspect of it covered. The focus here, though, shouldn't be on losing muscle. It should be on conditioning.
Yes.
In other words, you're already bigger and stronger than 99% of the people out there, Mike. So now we need to make you faster and better conditioned. And since your training and diet sound loose, so to speak, I don't want to throw like an entire, you know, lifestyle shift at you. So instead, I'll give some easily implemented pointers that'll make a difference. They can be, you know, used on or off shift, and they're going to improve your speed and quickness as well as your stamina, tighten up your diet, and it'll just take a few minutes a day. Step one, 5 days out of seven, resolve to eat clean. And for simplicity's sake, that means eating foods found on the perimeter of your supermarket, where you'll find fruits, vegetables, meats, and dairy products. Saturday and Sunday, you know what, feel free to indulge, at least early on. And by doing so, your chances of adhering to a cleaner diet are much better. Because I don't care what island you're stranded on, low carb, low fat, sooner or later, you're going to want to escape. The weekends, then, are your escape, Mike. But once Monday rolls around, make sure you're back on the island. Step two, either pack your food in a cooler or make use of Subway instead of Dunkin' Donuts. Now, we all know how enticing the smell of those Satan sugars and fatty fat tag team is. But it's just as easy these days to visit Subway or D'Angelo, right? I think they have drive-thrus, at least in some of them. Since you're on the beat anyway, that shouldn't be a problem. Step three is you want to resolve to perform at least two general physical preparedness or cardio sessions each week, come hell or high water. Even if it comes to the expense of a powerlifting workout, you need to prioritize this. The weather's getting nicer out, so it's a great time to push either a loaded wheelbarrow up a hill, perform some sled dragging,
bingo,
or pushing, or go outside for some light barbell or medicine ball tosses, right? We've discussed those before. It's a fantastic exercise that builds stamina, VO2 max, and explosiveness. Another favorite, I know this is a favorite of yours, Carl, farmer's walk.
Bingo.
These can be done inside or out, and they convey terrific grip strength, stamina, and overall conditioning that you're currently lacking. Finally, make use of that squad car when you're on shift, meaning if you have the time and a partner that's willing, have him sit in the driver's seat, put it in neutral, and push it for repeated trips.
I don't think
yards.
He can do that. I think that he'd lose his job if somebody reported him doing something like that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it depends on where he's a police officer.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
It's a classic strongman exercise, and it builds incredible functional strength in the legs, hips, and lower back with no vertical loading of the spine. So I hope that helps, Mike. You're a blessed man, certainly, with those genetics, but put those tips into practice, and I'd like to hear from you in 6 weeks. I'm willing to bet you're still going to be a rip 280, but with a lot more stamina to chase down bad guys.
And I'd like to weigh in on this, too. Nate Morrison, who trained paramilitary forces and was one of the guys who went in to Iran to rescue some of Ross Perot's employees back in the day, once told me that when his guys get too strong and slow, he switches them up. They don't lose any muscle, but it's all about the training that you focus on. And I saw this in practice with a good friend named Mike Miller. And those of you who know Mike was the first guy to squat 1,224 pounds and bench 8 and deadlift 8 in a full meet. Okay. So we're talking about a strong guy who was topping 400 pounds at the time and was doing these, Highland games where they were wheelbarrow walking small cars across football fields. And he had great cardiovascular endurance. And that's because along with his heavy benching and heavy deadlifting and heavy squatting, he also focused on things like heavy farmer's walks, dragging sleds and so on and so forth. And I'll tell you a really cool thing you can do. Okay. And I did it when I lived in Phoenix. If you have a park where you can bring a bar and a couple plates, you do deadlifts, load it with something light, 225 pounds. Do 15 reps, drop it, and sprint away for what is equivalent to 50 yards. Just sprint all out for 50 yards. Come back, catch your breath, do it again. Do this over and over. This is called a Litvi. If you squat, it's called a Litvi squat. Named after Litvinov, who was one of the strongest Olympic lifters in the world. He was known to squat, front squat, 550 pounds for reps and then do a 100-yard dash immediately after. The guy had amazing endurance as well as strength. It's all about what you're focusing on here, Mike. You need to start doing more of the uncomfortable stuff that shows you you're out of condition. But the more you do, you'll become in condition.
Yeah, so get out of that comfort zone.
Yeah, man, you need to just, you know, Mike Miller started running, doing sprints up hills. Now, I don't suggest you do that. You got to ease into this, big guy. You got to ease into it because you don't want to hurt yourself either and be out of work for a while. But you just need to start doing the work. The other thing that I'd like to say is I would never go to Subway. Find yourself a grocery store like a Kroger's or whatever is in your area of the country. Go to the deli, get a chicken breast, get a piece of loin of pork, get a piece of loin of, get a turkey breast, get 5, 6, 7, 8 ounces of that, get a vegetable. It'll cost you $5, $6 and you got a much better meal than that ammonium perchlorate loaded bread and, God knows what kind of luncheon meats that you're going to get, at Subway. That's the only deviation I would say, from what you had suggested, Rob, is go for a slightly higher quality. The delis in these grocery stores today have amazing food for $5 or $6. You walk out of there with a meal you can't get in a fast food restaurant at all.
Yeah. I agree. That's where the cooler comes in.
Yeah, there you go. But absolutely, just start doing the stuff that makes you tired, and you'll start increasing your conditioning. Maybe do your powerlifting routine 3 days a week and do general preparedness and conditioning stuff 3 days a week. What do you think of that, Rob?
Yeah, I think so. My only worry there was that he did say that his training was kind of haphazard. It sounds like he gets to it when he can. So, you know, at this point in time, I'd have to recommend, if you had to choose between one of the two, start working on the conditioning.
Yeah, you won't lose a lot of strength. And even the strength that you lose, you'll bring right back once your conditioning comes up. We've seen this. The guys at CrossFit are teaching people CrossFit, and they're sprinting faster.
Yeah.
And they're not even training and sprinting. So it all comes over. The strength will lead to the conditioning. The conditioning will help the strength. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be doing more of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get it into your inbox every week. Get a free sample subscription by going to superhumanradio.com, and you'll get your first newsletter for free. Check it out, the Blueprint Bulletin. We'll be right back.
Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin. Today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltriantC.com. That's AltriantC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st century vitamin C.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I tell you, if I call the cops, Mike Grady's the guy I want coming to my house.
Yeah, I know, man. Nobody's going to mess with the guy that size.
I just stand behind them and go, what were you saying? No. Look at him when you say it.
and that's before the bulletproof vest goes on.
Yeah, I know. When those guys put the bulletproof vests on, they look huge, don't they? All right. So anyway, the next question comes from Michael Mannion, I guess it is, or Mannon. How would you pronounce that? M-A-N-N-O-N.
Mannon.
Okay. He says, what's your opinion on the work of the late Arthur Jones? How about the offshoots of his HIT principles, SSJ reps, etc.? Does single sets to failure have any merit? And I've got an opinion on this, too. Let's hear what you think.
Well, Jones made an incredible contribution, in my opinion, to our sport, and his teachings are still relevant today. It's important to put things in context, though, so I'm going to expand a bit on that, and then I'll offer my 2 cents on how to integrate HIIT into your training. Jones came on the scene with a unique and startling approach to training. He sought the answer to this question. What is the minimal amount of training that you really need to stimulate muscle growth? Now, it's important to point out that at the time, high-volume training was all the rage. What he was proposing was perceived as quite radical, counterintuitive, and with Arnold himself, championing high volume, it was a tough sell. Now, that being said, he succeeded, and wildly so. I think he was part genius, and he was certainly part salesman. That combination served him well. His line of Nautilus machines soon became all the rage, and nobody who was anybody was soon training on them. Jones correctly deduced that of the three fundamentals in training, those being intensity, volume, and frequency, intensity was by far the most important. He took that quite a few steps further, though, by postulating that one set, just one set to absolute muscular failure, was all that was required. He also proposed infrequent workouts, in most cases 3 times a week, sometimes even less. And gym owners loved HIIT because it meant fast workouts, less waiting around, and less use of the equipment. You know, his work was carried on by Mike Mentzer in the early 90s. I did train under Mike for a spell, and today the hit torch is carried by Pete Sisko, who has refined the approach into static holds via his static contraction training methods. There is much merit in what Jones, Mentzer, and Sisko are teaching. Hit's biggest benefits, though, will be realized by those of us that have been chronically overtraining. And let's face it, many people are overtrained. The switch frequently results in explosive strength gains, with hypertrophy lagging behind, but still meaningful. The catch, like any other training stimulus, the body's going to adapt to it over time. And yeah, you can extend that window by training less frequently and even cutting further back on the volume, but it rapidly becomes a psychological hurdle. Training three times a month, like some of these guys are doing, even if you're gaining, that's difficult for most trainees to reconcile. Here's the bottom line. HIIT and its variations, like negatives and static holds, work. However, there's a time and a place, and it's just one training modality that's worthy of being woven into your program. Properly positioned, though, I think it's a fantastic adjunct to something like, say, total tonnage training. What I'm talking about here is using select lifts that lend themselves well to HIIT, and in particular, static holds. So here's the short list. I have three. Seated calf raise, static hold. Two holds with a maximal weight in the fully contracted position for about 5 seconds. Rest at least 5 minutes between holds to allow your central nervous system to recover. 10 minutes is even better, you're going to find. The calves do need extreme overload to grow, and that's one way of accomplishing it. Second exercise, close grip, palms up, weighted chin, static hold. You're going to strap a heavy dumbbell around your waist and jump up such that your chin is held above the bar. Two such holds for 5 seconds. The overload generated there is greater than any curl can provide. Now, once your strength gives out, though, lower yourself by performing a slow negative. You're going to get a hellacious pump in your arms. It does build incredible strength, and unlike curls, works biceps from origin to insertion, shoulder to elbow. The final and my favorite static hold movement is what I call top range rack pulls, and then just holding the weight there. For this, you want to set a barbell up at waist height in the power rack, load that sucker up with as much weight as you can pull, and just pull the top 1 to 2 inches of the movement, holding it there for 5 seconds. You're going to need a good sturdy pair of wrist straps because your grip is certainly going to give out before your back will. But make no mistake, this is a lift that works your entire body, from the back of your neck right down to your Achilles tendons. It's a fantastic hardening movement. It lights up your central nervous system like a Christmas tree. One caution, be careful not to overdo it. It takes a lot out of you, and it's sneaky because you don't necessarily feel it while you're performing the lift, but the central nervous system takes a long time to recover from it. After you see the amount of weight that you're going to lift, you'll understand why. In fact, I like training it every second or third week. I think that's ideal, and I personally feel the movement overloads the body like no other. So I hope that helps, Michael.
You think that Coach Dan John turned me on to this, and I know somebody turned him on to that, but do you think that using your keyboard and seeing how many you pick a key on your keyboard, the letter H, and you look at a stopwatch, and you tap the letter H as many times as you can for 20 seconds. That you do this in the well-rested, untrained, you know, you've taken off for a few days. And then when you want to see if you're starting to get fatigued, you do it again after you've been training for days or doing very arduous workouts back-to-back. And in theory, the central nervous system slows down and firing, and you shouldn't be able to tap out the same number of keys that whatever it was, the H, for instance, in the same amount of time. And that's an indication of central nervous system and peripheral nervous system fatigue. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Rob, hello. I think Rob was saying something. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. This is the beauty of live radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will get Rob back on the phone And when we come back, we have a question from Tony Fiorito that we'll be answering. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Author of the Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com. Today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now Age Force is offering a buy one get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the Age Force way. Power Patch. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I told my daughter recently, my two favorite bands are Nirvana and Linkin Park. And I think that Linkin there's a six, there's an angry 16-year-old stuck inside my body still. Oh, man. Anyway, okay. So Tony Fiorito writes, hey, Rob. Oh, Rob, when we were going into the break, we dropped you there for a second. What do you think about that tapping the keyboard to assess fatigue? Any ideas?
You know, I think it's a unique and novel exercise to have, man. It's free. How much time does it take, you know?
Well, 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times can you tap a key for 20 seconds? And then obviously there has to be a significant drop. If you're off by one, it's no big deal. But if you're off by like 10 or 12, then I would say, wow, my nervous system is not firing like it was before.
I'd be curious to try that with some nootropics.
There you go. Or some crack cocaine. But anyway, Tony Fiorito writes, oh, no, Mike Grady's going to arrest me now. You believe this? Okay. Hey, Rob, unlike most natural bodybuilders, I have huge quads and hams, so I'm trying to bring my calves up to match, which brings me to my question. Like most gyms, mine has no equipment to train the tibia muscles for the front of the calves, so I've been using a standing calf machine, lifting with my heels. Right. Any other exercises and or routines you suggest for me to get my tibias to stand out and grow? I've got thoughts on this one, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is an excellent observation on Tony's part, because most trainees, and for that matter, equipment manufacturers, have totally neglected, right, building the front of the calf. And it's unfortunate, because even a slight increase in hypertrophy in that area really magnifies the overall appearance of calf size. It really adds to the visual pop, or what I call like the 3D look to the muscle. The absolute best way to work them, in my opinion, is with a piece of equipment called the DARD, D-A-R-D, and that's short for Dynamic Axial Resistance Device. It does a fine job addressing that neglected muscle group. And you really, I posted a link on my Facebook page for him, because you really need a visual on this. But I'll do my best to describe it here. Picture, let's say, two short T-bars welded together at a right angle, such that your toes go under one end, ankles under the other, and the weights are loaded on a prong out in front. So you simply sit lengthwise on a bench with your ankles hanging over the edge, dipping the toes down and flexing them back up again. Due to the position of the weight, right, being some distance from the feet, the resulting fulcrum makes the movement quite challenging. You're going to feel this in the tibia like no other. It's a very pronounced burn and localized hit to the frontal calf area. One downer on this piece of equipment is the cost. $90 for such a simple device isn't reasonable, in my opinion. Here's your solution. Bring a picture of the DARD that you pull off the internet to your local high school welding shop. Ask them if they'll make one for you. At most, they're going to charge you a nominal fee, and many of them will do it for free. The same can be said, by the way, of weight sleds, if you're looking to save some money, and who isn't? So I hope that helps, Tony. It really is a fantastic way to round out your calf development.
You know what I was relegated to doing early on in my lifting career? I would take the pulley machine and bring it all the way down to the bottom position for, like, using the pulley machine at the lowest point, like if you go to curl with the pulleys. And then you use the normal single-hand grip attachment, and you put your toe in it, and you sit on a bench, and preferably a bench that has those round pads at the end, like the ones that will allow you to do crunches on and stuff. And you hang your foot off of it, and you just lock your knee as hard as you can, and you pull your toe towards you, and then you let it go, and you pull your toe towards you, and you let it go. And this is one way to activate that tibia. I find that standing on my heels and lifting my toes, like a lot of guys I see, just doesn't do it. It gives you a little pump, but there's no real resistance in it. And my gym does have a tibial machine. It's plate loaded. You sit down, you slide your feet into it, or one foot into it at a time, and you pull your toe forward. And it goes up to 25-pound plates. You can put like 3 25-pound plates on each side. And that's good. But you could do the same thing with the pulley machine in the lowest position. So that's just another idea. Okay. The next question comes from Adam Traw. He says, "Hey, Rob, I recently started listening to SHR. Absolutely love it. I work in the supplement industry, and now I am so pumped to hear what you have to say on Tuesday. I'll be competing in men's physique in June, and I was wondering of your thoughts on peak week prep and how to prop a carb load, manipulate water, to be as lean as possible. I have a mesomorph build, and I'm 6'1", about 185 pounds on stage, with a medium metabolism. I am a new listener, so if you have already talked about this before, I would love to know which episode. Any help would be greatly appreciated." So there you go.
Yeah, I don't think we've covered it before.
No.
But welcome aboard, Adam. You know, glad you're enjoying the Power Hour. In peaking for your show, I do favor manipulating glycogen, sodium, and water in a very precise fashion. And I'm going to run through an example here, but if you'll, you know, private message me on Facebook or otherwise get in touch with me, I'll be happy to email this to you. So here's how it goes. It's really, again, three steps. Step number one is depleting and then reloading glycogen. Sunday is the first day of carb depletion, and being a mesomorph, I'd lean more towards totally cutting them out versus just lowering them. Monday's the second day of carb depletion, Tuesday's the third and final, and then Wednesday, you start the carb up. Thursday, you continue it. Friday is your third and final day of carb loading prior to a contest, which I'm assuming would be on Saturday. During the first 24 hours after those 3 days of carb depletion, the enzyme glycogen synthase is really jumping. And when you start refeeding on Wednesday, you should do so eating carbs that match its fast-acting glycogen storing mechanism. The best carbs to consume during that brief amount of time are, believe it or not, from high glycemic index sources, white bread, white rice, rice cakes, white potatoes, bananas, etc. Right after the first 24 hours, though, low glycemic index carbs are used and preferred to hyperload glycogen. The key is this. The key is not to perform any weight training or aerobic activity while you're carb loading. And here's a clue as to why. You'll talk to a lot of contest bodybuilders that claim their muscles are a lot fuller 1 to 2 days after the contest. And that's usually because they continued to train during the carb up and therefore kept on carb depleting instead of promoting its full replenishment, which is what you do when you're resting and eating. Step two is sodium manipulation. Starting Sunday and up to and including Wednesday, increase your sodium intake either by eating sodium-rich foods, things like egg whites and tuna for your protein sources, or, you know, salting your meals. Then on Thursday, you start slashing as much sodium as possible. Switch from, trade in your tuna and egg whites for chicken and turkey breast. And make sure your carb choices are also low in sodium and of course, stop salting your meals. When sodium intake gets lowered 2 days prior to the show, the system will keep on excreting it, right, along with a whole bunch of water. And it usually takes the body 2 to 2.5 days to figure out what's going on, where it'll stop excreting water. That's why the timing is so crucial. Step three is water intake. Sunday through Wednesday, you want to drink up to 8 liters of water per day. Lower that water intake to 6 liters on Thursday, 4 liters on Friday, and then finally, you want to stop drinking water at least 8 to 10 hours prior to your show on Saturday. That elimination of water 8 to 10 hours prior to the show, it will still continue to permit your body to excrete water, given it's still reacting to the lower sodium levels. In terms of supplements, you know, being in the supplement field, I'm assuming you're well-versed in what to do. One thing I would counsel against is diuretics, even the herbal variety. You know, in my opinion, they only lead to trouble and they throw a monkey wrench into the process. If there's one supplement I do think that makes a difference here, it's glycerol or glycerol monostearate. And it does so by pulling water from beneath the skin and into the muscle cell, leading to this kind of shrink-wrapped appearance. Here's the bottom line. Manipulating your glycogen stores, sodium levels, and water intake takes practice, and you need to do it, you know, a couple times to get in tune for when you're going to look your best. When you do put it all together, though, it really does result in achieving a physical zenith. So give that a shot, Adam. I'm sure you're going to be pleased with your results. I'd be really interested to hear back from you.
You know, Lane Norton, who comes in so shredded for competitions, it's just ridiculous. The guy looks like he's carved out of granite and then covered in brown leather. He drinks 2 gallons of water right up to the competition. He is,
wow.
He counsels all of his competitors that he works with to not cut the water out at all. In fact, so there's some new schools of thought on water depletion, its real value, and his attitude is the whatever it contributes to getting grainy looking, it detracts from muscle fullness. And but you're right, glycerol, potassium gluconate, these are all designed to manipulate fluid into the muscle. So, and again, it's a very individual thing, as you point out. You have to practice it and see what your body reacts to and how much it reacts to. So anyway, let's get on to the next question real quick. Johnny Gray. He says, I'm finally ready to get serious about my training and will be ordering the blueprint. Long story short, I used to be big and strong, but then got into running. I'm weak as a kitten right now and want to get back to where I was. I've heard about 2.0, 3.0, and I'm a little confused about what I'll be getting. Can you tell me what's included in the blueprint?
Yeah, it's a fair question. There's been some confusion as Blueprint has grown over the years. When you purchase Blueprint, you get all of the following. Number one, the original 2.0 ebook. It's 2.0 was an outgrowth of 1.0. It's 68 pages of very information-dense material outlining the guts of the system, and it's perfect for those seeking size and strength fast. Two, you're going to get the Blueprint Periodic, which is contained in 2.0, and that's a dedicated bulking and power system. It's more appropriate, let's say, for the power lifter or a guy that's just looking to slap on as much size as quickly as possible. Number three, and this is new, auto calculators for every loading pattern we use in the blueprint. These are Excel spreadsheets where you just punch your one rep max into the required field, hit enter, and presto. Every weight, rep, and set for the entire program is spit out for you, eliminating all of the guesswork. You're going to get the free add 1 inch to your upper arms Superhuman University course in the MP3 format. You're going to get the Blueprint 3.0, which is dedicated to recomp, whereas you're simultaneously be stripping fat and piling on muscle. You're also going to get Excel-based auto trackers to keep track of every facet of your Blueprint run and complimentary copy of the latest issue of my Blueprint Bulletin newsletter. So in total, you're going to receive 6 emails consisting around 10 or so very information-loaded documents with stuff that you can put into practice today to start gaining again. And it doesn't matter if you're bulking, if you're cutting, if you're recomping. There's something in there for everyone. And it's important to point out that you needn't run the entire system as I outline. You know, Blueprint has many, many gems in there that you can pick and choose from and incorporate into your training as you wish. And in fact, this is probably the most undersold part of the system. Whoever you are and whatever your goals are, I guarantee you're going to find something you can pull out of it and use to up your game instantly. So I hope that helps, Johnny. You know, as the Blueprint Army has grown over the years, and frankly, these guys have given me a lot back, I have incorporated all of that to make Blueprint that much bigger and better. So I'm confident you two will probably echo what many have said is the best investment they ever made in the game.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to this next question and move quickly with it so we can come back and do the Blueprint tip of the day, because I want to make sure we have enough time for that. This one comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, I'm using Synthogen and love it. Delayed onset muscle soreness is literally a distant memory while I'm on it, and I feel like I can train every day. My question is, can I use a test booster with it? And if so, which one? I've looked into HRT, but I'm too young to qualify. Oh, baloney. I was just going to say the best test booster is 250 milligrams to 500 milligrams a week of testcypionate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That'll boost your testosterone.
Yeah. Well, you know, the answer to this question is, you know, it depends. It really does. You need to know, meaning you need to know where your test and free testosterone levels are. And really the only way to go about that objectively is to get a blood test. And that's usually through your doctor who's going to refer you to an endocrinologist, yada, yada. If you don't want to go through all that, I personally go to ZRT Laboratories at ZRTLab.com. And they make a nice in-home blood spot test kit that's going to be mailed to you, and it's a pie simple exercise. There's even a unique, nice little instructional video on their website that shows you how to do it. And it's a $50 outlay versus guessing. And given the fact that most quality test boosters cost at least that much, you know, the typical guy is going to run them for several months to try to subjectively gauge their effects. And that's going to be triple the outlay on a guess, which isn't ideal in my book. It's much better to spend the money on some blood work before assuming you need a product that a lot of people that are younger anyway, you know, don't. But having said that, if you're in need of a quality test booster or HRT, it's certainly going to stack quite well with Synthogen. There are many reasons behind that. I won't go into it other than to say it elevates both sides of the protein synthesis coin. Here's the bottom line. Get your testosterone and free test levels checked. You're going to learn a whole lot more about where you stand and do so at a third of the cost of guessing. In terms of products, I've seen blood work done on with positive results. Adaptogen N, Triazole, and BioForge ProMax have delivered the goods I've seen. The most absurd levels I've ever seen was somebody running ATD and plain old DHEA. But the downside is, you know, too much ATD crushes estrogen. And when you do that, bad things happen. But otherwise, quality test booster plus Synthogen goes a long way towards getting better results faster. Hope that helps, Panos.
And real briefly, the bad things that ATD does, your libido goes out the window. For those who don't think that, who think that libido is completely driven by testosterone, think again. Estrogen plays a very large role, and ATD suppresses estrogen to zero. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have the Blueprint Tip of the Day with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. And you can have a copy of the Blueprint Bulletin absolutely free. I said free. Everybody likes free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Get free right now. Be right back.
Something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Joe Weider passed away, and next week we will have Boyer Coe and Randy Roach on the show to pay homage to the passing of Joe Weider. Boyer was with Joe at the end at his bedside.
Wow.
Boyer was one of Joe Weider's longest lasting closest friends. Other than family members, Boyer was the only one that was there. And we're going to think about Joe's contributions. Love him, hate him, agree with him, disagree with him. He was a catalyst for this industry and for physical culture in general. And I don't care if he did it to profit or what. We all benefited from it. So we're going to be talking about Joe Weider next week. Okay. Blueprint tip of the day. A performance enhancer cloaked in health and wellness clothing. What is it, Rob?
Yeah. Well, as you know, I cover many of the more popular, exotic, and de facto expensive supplements here on the Power Hour. Sometimes too many. And I'm painfully aware of the current economic situation, not just here in the States, but around the world. So I thought we'd bring the focus back to inexpensive and effective this week. If you're looking for a supplement that's going to help you recover faster, fight inflammation, boost your testosterone levels, and a whole lot more, it's in the supermarket, and you probably walk past it 100 times. I'm talking about ginger. And if ginger doesn't sound sexy, remember, essential amino acids didn't either until people started using them. 2,000 years ago, ginger was used as a prescription in Oriental medicine. It's well known today as a remedy in times of sickness, but what about performance enhancement? You never hear much about that side of it, but you're about to. So let's take a closer look. The active ingredients in ginger are interesting. That pungent odor and flavor it has is due primarily to three actives: zingerone, shogols, and gingerols. I first became interested in these gingerols and shogols when researching an old Syntrax fat burner, MM4. I don't know if you remember that product.
No, I don't.
But just saying those names piqued my curiosity. I'm going to skip all the science on those, but suffice it to say it's there. You've probably heard the name Zingerone associated with Pat Arnold's Clear Shot product back when that was available. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory and analgesic, and it promotes the release of adrenaline. Now, that's all well and good, but here's what's in it for you with respect to ginger. Three primary benefits, first being anti-inflammatory. There was a 2010 study performed at the University of Georgia showing consumption of ginger eased muscle pain associated with exercise by 25% in humans. And that latter point is noteworthy, as research up until that time had only been conducted in rats. That study found 2 grams of ginger a day did the trick. Benefit number two, analgesic and sedative properties. In laboratory animals, gingerols have been shown to increase the motility of the gastrointestinal tract and have analgesic, sedative, and antibacterial properties. This, no doubt, is its best-known attribute, aiding in digestion and treating sickness. Right? Your mom would give you ginger ale when you were a kid. While you wouldn't normally associate analgesic and sedative properties with performance enhancement, think about it. It's imperative to achieve a state of relaxation as soon as possible, immediately following your workout. And then finally, the one that will interest most people, boosting testosterone. There was some research done at Tabriz University in Iran, which found ginger increased the production of testosterone and sperm cells. They studied the effects of ginger on male rats. They were hoping to find an economically viable substance to increase male fertility. And it's well known that antioxidants can mediate that effect. Ginger contains novel ones, such as the aforementioned gingerone, gingerols, and shogols, along with another called gingerdiol. And this wasn't the first time an animal study showed a test-boosting effect. There was another one done 7 years prior that demonstrated ginger did, in fact, raise testosterone. So the Iranians decided to visit the local nearby Tabriz Herbal Shopping Center. And there they bought ginger and gave it to the laboratory rats. Here's what they did. The animals were given ginger orally for 20 days. There was a control group that was given water. One experimental group, G1, they got 50 milligrams of ginger per kilogram of body weight every day, and a G2 group, which was given twice as much. And what was found was a dose-dependent increase in testosterone and luteinizing hormone closely tied to the total antioxidant capacity of the ginger. The number of sperm cells also increased, and they became more active. In fact, the high-dose ginger group saw their test levels double in just 20 days. Here's the problem. The big problem in unlocking ginger's performance-enhancing effects is dosage. If you look closely at those studies, particularly the one on testosterone secretion, it requires far more ginger than you otherwise typically ingest, which brings us to dosing and product recommendations. After doing the math, the dosing used in rats to boost testosterone equals a whopping 14 grams of ginger in humans. Now, that's a hell of a lot of ginger.
But if you get an extract that has been condensed to 10 to 1, then that's 1.4 grams.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going. The typical herbal capsule you'll find out on the market, at least here in the States, only has around 1 gram. So therefore, you're right. You're looking for a high-quality ginger extract to arrive at a more reasonable price point and cap total for the day. There were two products in particular I found that fit the bill, and they're both out of the UK. One is Nature's Best Ginger Capsules, and the other is Lambert's Ginger. And they both use a massive 120 milligram extract equivalent to over 14 grams of fresh ginger per capsule.
So what is it standardized for? Gingerol, shogols, or what is the actual standardization for it?
I don't have the labels in front of me. But when you're standardizing for 14 grams of fresh ginger per capsule, it's going to give them the desired, you know, three actives that I spoke to.
Well, because here's an easy way to find out too. Just for the record,
yep.
Anything that has a minimum of 5% gingerols is a minimum of 10 to 1. So right. if it's a 1 gram capsule, it's equivalent to taking 10 grams of raw ginger root.
Right.
And the way they do this is they take the ginger, they soak it in ethanol, and then they spray it onto a medium such as a fiber, for instance, you know, cellulose. Usually from ground up ginger, and they concentrate it at a 10 to 1 concentration. And if it has a minimum of 5% gingerols, then it's pretty close to between 10 and 15 to 1 in comparative ratio between raw root and extract.
Yeah. In fact, you used to sell one, right?
I had to take it off the website. You know, I know I've pissed a lot of people off. There are people still waiting for their ginger. We got caught in a little bit of a snafu. I was buying ginger extract directly from India. I was buying it in small quantities so that it would be fresh. And the guy who was shipping it for me literally disappeared. And he disappeared with some money, too. And not a lot of money. But I owe some people half kilos of ginger extract, and I'm trying to get it resolved right now. I've actually taken the e-commerce store off of the website for this reason. It will go back up once I figure out how to get that ginger into people's hands again. But the ginger extract that I was using was a minimum of 5% gingerol standardized.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you know, either of these products, they work out to a mere 12 to 15 cents a day to see what ginger can really do for you. And it's part of the, you know, part of the secret to unlocking ginger's horsepower has been getting an effective dose, and both of these are going to get you there.
Yeah.
Now, it's well worth looking into for 15 cents or less a day when only one capsule. I deem ginger an economical, worthwhile experiment.
Okay. Rob, as always, thank you for bringing all the hard work to the Blueprint Power Hour. And you can get a copy of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com. Check it out. It's free. I promise you, you'll be addicted to it forever. Rob, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me, man. And listen, have a great day. I can't wait for the rest of the show.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Smith will be coming on next. Old friend from Life Extension Foundation, talking about the war on your health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. How appropriate that I released this morning a viral image on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and every place else that says more lives have been destroyed or shortened at the hands of the incompetent and corrupt FDA than any other sinister regime in history. And who is joining me today but the combatter of this type of atrocity, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good, Carl. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course, of course. And we're going to be talking during the beginning of this interview about a documentary that you sent me a copy of called The War on Health. So tell my audience, and I will post a link to it on the blog later today.
Okay.
Tell my audience about The War on Health. What is the message, and how did Life Extension become involved in it?
Well, you know, let me start by saying something here. And Carl, I'm not saying this to butter up to your audience, but I really believe what I'm about to say, and I think this is important. Your audience, Life Extension members, people that listen to my radio show, we're really blessed in a sense, Carl, because we have some of the most intelligent supplement users, really, as our customers. Would you agree? Okay?
Yeah, not only intelligent. The truth of the matter is I've said numerous times on the air, there isn't a person in my audience that couldn't sit behind this mic and do my show. We have the most intelligent audience out there. And I believe that that's the same with LEF.
It is, and they're very engaging. And so the reason I say that is this. If we're going to see any changes, any positive changes occur in our sick care system, because that's really what it is, if there's any hope that it can become a true health care and preventative system, it's really going to begin with, you know, your listeners, Life Extension members, et cetera. And so that's why I want to bring up this documentary, because it's one of those things where, unfortunately, probably the average person who watches daytime television is not going to watch this documentary. It's going to go over their head.
Right.
But it is something I think your listeners will find engaging. They're going to learn about a very corrupt relationship, which they maybe already know, but they're going to really find the proof of it, and it's really going to come alive to them when they watch War on Health, and that's that relationship between Big Pharma and the FDA. And here's what I want your listeners to do. They need to watch this, and then they need to go onto their own social media outlets, and they need to promote this, and they need to teach their friends. You know what? If we're going to make any change, Carl, in this sick care system, it has to begin really kind of as a grassroots.
I was just going to say, that's the only way it's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. The tail can wag the dog if the tail gets bigger than the dog. And so this notion that we are powerless is nonsense. The power is in the base of the pyramid. It's not up at the top. And people have the power to make the change. Now, the problem is most of us are like rats on a wheel, day in and day out, with, you know, kids at soccer practice, school, work.
Family. It's busy. It's a busy life.
And that is what these organizations like the FDA and the big pharmaceuticals, they rely on our inability to act.
Yeah. They know that they can spoon feed us really what are just lies and cover-ups, and we don't have the time. We may not even understand really the topics that they're talking about. And, you know, many of us grew up with an understanding that the government agencies, the bureaucracies, they know best, just listen to what they say. We've been spoon-fed that. And unfortunately, it's going to take time to break that type of mentality. And it's going to begin with your listeners, and it's going to be a grassroots effort. So this documentary is a Gary Knoll production, and Carl, have you ever seen a Gary Knoll production?
No,
before?
And I was going to ask you to talk about Gary Knoll, because I'm actually going to reach out to him and ask him if I could take the audio bed of this documentary and stream it on my live channel throughout the day.
I'm sure he would love that. You know, he's been in the industry for years. He's well respected on our side of it, but he's seen as a quack on the other side, right? The conventional side of it. He's been talking about, along with one of the co-founders of Life Extension, Bill Falloon, you know, he's been talking about a corrupt relationship between pharma and the FDA for many, many years. But the reason I bring him up is because his productions, they're not about the bells and whistles. So when you watch this documentary, it has all of the key players you want to see, and it's just a straightforward interview. It's nothing fancy, and it's full of facts. Facts, facts, facts. Let me give you your listeners some tidbits of some of the facts that they're going to learn. Number one, The FDA no longer serves the public. We know that. I think most of us understand that. And they really serve Big Pharma. But the question then becomes, well, okay, Dr. Mike, how do you really know that? Show me the proof. Here's the proof. When you watch War on Health, they will show you documents that prove, and this comes from the Alliance for Natural Health, that about 40% now, almost half of the FDA budget is paid for by Big Pharma. Think about that. So here you have an agency who is supposed to really look at what one group of companies, Big Pharma, are doing and decide whether their products are safe or not, yet they get almost half of their budget, their working annual budget, from those companies.
Michael, I've talked about this
on
the
show.
Yeah, but here's the analogy I always give when we do talk about this. Imagine if law enforcement in your town, your city, imagine their payroll is funded by the money that the crack dealers produce in your city. Do you think the police department would be quick to shut down the crack dealers? Of course not. They would be putting themselves out of work.
Yeah.
This is the same relationship when you have it's not that the fox has built the hen house. The fox is funding the hen house. It's buying the hens. It's funding the farmer that
it's
works
doing the whole thing.
You can't get rid of the
right.
fox. You got to just let the fox eat a chicken once in a while.
The fox owns the entire thing. And so that's just one example, and it goes on and on and on. Here's another one that really, I think as a medical doctor, Carl, this one, I for whatever reason, really upsets me the most. And it's, let me describe to you how Big Pharma actually gets a new drug to be approved and marketed. They have to first go through a series of studies. They're called phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, and it looks at dosing, it looks at how the drugs are excreted, safety, it looks at efficacy, and they put together all of the results of these studies. Now keep in mind, they do not have to put together all of the studies they did. They just simply have to put what is known as a representation of all the studies. So there might be some studies that they didn't like, the results that they can actually leave out of this packet. And this packet is known as the new drug application. And you would think that they hand it then to the FDA, somebody that's not connected to them in some form, some shape, some way, right? Well, that's not how it works. They take this, in a sense, biased, selected group of studies, right, called an NDA, and they don't hand it to the FDA. They hand it to what is called the FDA approval panels. Now, why that's important is this. 80% of the panelists, these experts that sit on these approval boards for the FDA, come from the pharmaceutical company that did the research.
That's shocking.
So not only is Big Pharma paying most of the budget of the FDA, they have seeded with their own paid workers, their own scientists, they've seeded the actual approval panels that will decide whether this drug should be marketed or not. I mean, just think about that level of corruption. So you're not only talking about money being infused, you're talking about people from Big Pharma, Carl, making the decisions for the FDA. Now, the FDA will counter, and they always say this, oh, no, the approval panels simply just recommend. We don't always follow what they say. That's hogwash.
Oh, listen, Michael, if you go back to the very first drug the FDA ever approved, the fledgling FDA, it was DES, and they approved the use of that drug knowing that the rodent studies showed that there were problems with it. So the notion that the FDA has just become corrupt or can somehow be revamped is ridiculous, because they have been corrupt since day one. They have one single agenda, and that is to protect and promote their clients, and their clients are the food and drug manufacturers.
Right, and so how can you really expect there to be safe drugs in the market when the research companies and the pharmaceutical companies put together the NDA, they then sit on the very panels that approve, or what the FDA says makes recommendations, but about 95% of all the recommendations are accepted by the FDA, and then they also pay about 40% of the FDA budget. All of these types of things come out on War on Health. So again, you might ask me, Carl, you might say, no, okay, Mike, those are all nice facts. But where's the proof of those facts? Well, I didn't make this up. I didn't say this. Gary Knoll didn't say this. Bill Falloon didn't say this. This came out from a report by the former associate director of the FDA, David Graham. Notice I said former associate director of the FDA. When he wrote this report, he was actually the associate director back in 2010. He writes the report about the money from Big Pharma. He writes his disgust about the approval panels. And guess what they did to him?
Fired him. Yeah.
He blew the whistle, they fired him, and they've covered it all up, and they got other people in his place. He's on this documentary, David Graham, the former associate director. So that's coming straight from somebody who was working at the top of this bureaucracy.
Right.
And we wonder why, you know, since 1995, actually between the decade of 1995 and 2005, half of the drugs that were approved have been recalled for safety issues.
And, you know, the FDA will say that he was a disgruntled employee to try to water down the gravity of his charges. But they have no ability to defend against them. They can only try to discredit him. That's all.
Just do your own search. Do a Google search on David Graham, and you'll see all kinds of horrible headlines that have come up about the guy. And all he did was really express his concern about the money, where it was coming from, and about these approval panels.
Michael, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up talking about the documentary, The War on Health. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Right now, I have negotiated on behalf of all superhumans out there to get an absolutely free annual membership to Life Extension Foundation and a $25 coupon that you can use on any purchase of supplements. You just have to go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. It's free, folks. Free membership and a $25 coupon to use on any supplement purchase you want at Life Extension Foundation. Come on. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Michael, before we move on to talk more about the War on Health by Gary Null, I want to emphasize the outstanding offer that superhumans who listen to the show have available to them.
Yeah.
A free annual membership is worth, what, $75, right?
Yeah, and let me just explain why that's important. Some people ask why Life Extension still uses a membership model. That's because we really are two different, and I'll say it this way, it's the easiest way to explain it. We're two different companies. We have the Buyers Club that does produce products, but all of the products and all of the membership money that we do get from our members around the world really funds ultimately the Life Extension Foundation, which is the largest nonprofit health organization in the world. We've done over $110 million of anti-aging and supplement research in 10 years. And that comes from membership dues. It comes from a certain percent of the product. So that's why we have that, because we really feel like without doing that research, who's going to do it, basically? So we have funded researchers all over the world. We've done some of our own clinical trials. You know, later today, if we have time, I'd like to talk a little bit, Carl, about telomeres and some new stuff
yes.
we're learning about them.
Yes,
you've
absolutely.
Heard of telomeres, right? Well, guess what?
Oh, we've talked
we've
so much
most
about
of that
them.
Research.
Really, really.
And that a lot of that comes from the money that Life Extension has, the foundation has.
And let's not and let's not forget that Life Extension Foundation pushes back at the FDA, one of the only organizations to be successful at pushing back at the FDA.
We fought over 51 different charges that they brought up to us in the mid-90s. Bill Falloon is a real champion against what the FDA, and that's why we've also we were one of the sponsors, you know, for Gary Null's production, War on Health, because we really believe what he was doing. And as a matter of fact, Bill Falloon is interviewed a couple different times on the War on Health. So if you ever wanted to know who he was or what he looked like, you can see him on this amazing documentary. And I really just encourage all of your listeners to take a look at it. You know, we talked, so if we go back to that documentary, by the way, they can go to lifeextension.com or lef.org. It's right there on the homepage.
Right.
You just scroll down. It's under consumer alerts. Just click on it. Opens it up. Real simple. You know, so we talked about the money that's coming from Big Pharma to fund the FDA. We talked about the approval panels, which is pretty much Big Pharma approval
yeah.
panels.
It's a know, shill. It's a shill organization.
Absolutely. The other thing is a lot of people don't realize, and I think we're going to see this more and more, Carl, over the next couple years, are all the different types of regulations, guidelines that the FDA is trying to impose on the supplement industry. Just take last year's fiasco, the new dietary ingredient guideline, which is still there, by the way. They're reworking it. Apparently, no one really knows what that means. But what I want your listeners to understand is that they're actually, the FDA, when they do this kind of stuff, they violate the Administrative Procedure Act, which was developed in 1946, that says any business that is regulated by any government agency must have a clear understanding of the rules that regulate them. And I want you to think about that for a moment. When you think about all the different guidelines, rules that the FDA has passed down, they've never really made it clear exactly what all those rules and guidelines. And the latest one last year with new ingredients is a perfect example. They laid out all kinds of different regulations on introducing new ingredients into products, into dietary supplements, and it was so heavy, it was so hard to get through. It took tons of lawyers just to get through the basics of it, and yet those are the types of guidelines that they impose on supplement companies, yet supplement companies don't even understand the guidelines, and neither does the FDA. That is a direct violation of this Administrative Procedure Act. It should be thrown out, basically.
Right, right.
So that's where we're at with that, and I just encourage all of your listeners to go check it out. It's gonna, you know what, you gotta be ready. It's gonna make you mad.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But you know what the problem is? Everybody gets mad, but what can we do? This is where the rubber meets the road. What can we do to fight back? You know, and that's how the FDA operates. They don't care that they're being exposed for being corrupt or inept.
Yeah,
they don't care.
And here's the thing, I think one of the best things there's a lot of things we can do, first of all. And if you check out the Legislative Action Center that is on the Life Extension website, it's lef.org/LAC. It's another spot you can go to, and you can read about different bills that are out there that are really anti-supplement. Some of them are pro-supplement, and ones you want to go against, ones you want to support. You just fill out a simple little form, and it goes on to your representative. But there's a big one in there that I really would like everybody to support, and it's the Free Speech About Science Act. This is an act that would allow somebody like me, a medical doctor, to freely talk about peer-reviewed, published articles without having to worry about the backlash from the FDA.
Right.
I can talk about pomegranate and pomegranate polyphenols that are in Life Extension branded products and talk about the results of recent studies showing a decrease in systolic blood pressure of 8 to 10 points. If that act would allow me to say that without having to worry about losing my license or getting in trouble with the FDA, I think that would be a great start, because that would allow people like you, me, Life Extension, other companies, other doctors, to really speak the science that is there that the mainstream media does not pick up on. So it would really give us almost like a megaphone to begin the process of showing people the good research that's going on, the good information that is out there, and it would begin that grassroots fire that's going to start to grow and get into the mainstream doctors' offices and grow from there. And I think that's how it's going to have to start. So that would be a good bill to start with.
Well, let's talk about that for a little bit more. I remember when, and this was something that was covered, I think, in the documentary. They talked about how the folks that were producing walnuts received a letter from the government saying that they couldn't make the claims that walnuts were heart healthy because they were promoting themselves as an untested new drug. You're not allowed to, people don't know this. If you're a supplement manufacturer, you're not allowed to directly point at valid, authentic, rigorously done research to support the sale of your supplement. So you can't say, let's say our alpha-lipoic acid, which was developed by BASF to be an anti-diabetic drug, by the way, but then they abandoned it when they couldn't patent it. You can't say our alpha-lipoic acid will allow you to lower your blood sugar because BASF developed it as an anti-diabetic drug. The FDA will come after you and shut you down. You can't point at research. You can't even refer to it.
Right, and the main thing that they say is that bottle that I'm holding, even though it may come from the researched extract or that company or the manufacturer who did the research, that bottle I'm holding didn't actually go through safety, dosing, and efficacy testing. Maybe the extract did, but the branded bottle I have in my hand didn't. And it's not just that, though, Carl. People may not understand this either. Let's look at the tart cherry growers who were making some claims about tart cherries and the effect on helping diabetic nerves and neuropathy, nerve pain. But what's really interesting about this is the cherry growers were not, on their websites, were not making any disease claims. They were following DSHEA, which is structure function terminology, meaning tart cherries can support nerve health. But what they did is they said something like this at the bottom of that paragraph. They said, if you want to learn more about the research, click here. When you clicked on it, it went to Harvard's, yes, I said Harvard, website that listed all of the tart cherry peer-reviewed published journals on how tart cherries are good for nerve pain. The FDA came in and shut them down because they said that click didn't separate from their product far enough. That's how ridiculous this gets.
It's really sad.
Let that soak in.
Yeah, it's really sad, and it's especially sad. Something else that the FDA is doing right now is they're blocking stem cell research, not research, stem cell, there are certain devices that have been applied for that can actually speed up the stem cell development process, and they're blocking it, but yet they don't block drugs that kill people. And we know why, because the pharmaceutical industry does not want stem cells to become a mainstream standard of care, because who would need pharmaceutical drugs if they could reverse your heart disease, reverse your malfunctioning liver, reverse, I mean, no one's going to need drugs.
Right. And it goes back to also, I mean, the FDA says that all of the artificial colors and sweeteners that we use are safe. Some of the plastics that we use are safe. Don't worry about them. Yet they claim tart cherries, walnuts are dangerous. And so why would they do that? Because there is a certain truth to the statement that when we're sick, Big Pharma makes money. There is a certain incentive for them to keep you on a statin the rest of your life so they can continue to make billions of dollars a year on that one drug, even though it's really not doing anything for heart disease. It doesn't matter. They want to keep you sick. That's why it's a sick care system, and there's incentive, Carl, to keep you sick.
Right. Right, obviously. And now that the government is getting into the healthcare business, they're on that bandwagon too. They can't have a country get well all of a sudden, because they're depending on those premiums to help keep the boat afloat. People don't realize that.
Right.
Everybody's looking at this new healthcare system, that everybody's going to have healthcare and all. Everybody's looking at this like, oh, the government is doing this wonderful thing. No, the government has wanted to be a payee in healthcare for a decade now. They couldn't figure out how to, and now they did it. And guess what? The standard of care is not going to go up. In fact, it's going to go down. But now the American government is going to be part of that parasitic relationship that's going to get those premiums every month, and they won't want you to get better because they won't want that money to dry up. And if you don't think that that's not the truth, you're a fool.
Yeah, no, and so now we're adding in a whole nother layer into this already corrupt relationship that we see, in Big Pharma, the FDA. Just so your listeners know, too, the Free Speech About Science Act, it's H.R. 1364. H.R. 1364. You can look that up on our website. You can Google it. Right now, it's and again, I think this is a good place for us to start, Carl, because it'll allow us to speak freely about our supplements and that we do believe they can treat, cure, and prevent disease. So I think this is a good place to start. I think this is the bill to really get that grassroots effort going. The problem is, like all bills, it's stuck in committee right now. And at this point, we don't really know what H.R. 1364 looks like, because when things are in committee, they start adding, they start taking away, and the bill ends up not looking the way it should. But just send your legislators, congressmen, whoever you can, that you support H.R. 1364, and let us speak about the science freely. And that's what this bill is about.
I agree. Let's do this, Michael. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, can we talk about the Greek fish oil study?
Yeah, absolutely, because this is another one I want to teach your listeners about, because I want them to take what I'm going to teach them, and I want them to teach their friends and family members, and maybe even their own doctors.
There you go. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a free one-year membership and a $25 coupon that you can use towards the purchase of any Life Extension supplements. You get a $75 annual membership for free that gives you access to the best health information in the world, people on the phones answering your questions, and a $25 worth of free supplements. Come on. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best
mixed with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax. It's the news time.
Welcome back. Okay. So the discussion continues on fish oil. Its benefits. Yeah. Some people, and we know that some people don't benefit from fish oil. Those who have the APOE allele, we know that they may not see. But that's a very small percentage of the population.
Very, very small.
So what's going on in this in Greece and a recent study that was published?
Well, it's just I think it's just a symptom of again something that we're going to see more and more, and that is this big pharma supported, funded push against supplements. And I want to go over this with your listeners because, Carl, I really do believe that over the next couple of years we're going to see a lot of anti-supplement research come out.
We're going to see
the nasty headlines. Right, they're going to be all over the morning talk shows, right? And if we don't teach people how to really judge and look at these studies and really make an intelligent analysis of those studies themselves, they're going to be taken in by a lot of that media. So your audience, I think, again, as I said at the get-go, very smart audience, if we can teach them just a few things to look at and turn around and have them turn around and teach their friends when they're sitting there watching their morning talk show and the supplement or the headline says, don't take fish oils, they're no good for your heart. That's what happened at the end of 2012 when the American Journal of
JAMA.
Medical Association or JAMA.
Right.
Published a report that with the researchers, and these were Greek researchers, concluding that fish oils play no part in the treatment regimen of people with heart disease, and that goes against years and years of other studies that really have shown the benefit of fish oils for heart disease. So what can we do? How do we look at a study like this, and how can we, in a very short time span, how can we, you know, in a few minutes, looking at it online, reading the abstract, whatever it may be, how can we analyze that to know if this was a good study or a bad study? So I just kind of want to go over a few things that everybody, you don't have to be a scientist to do this, everybody can do to really decide if this was a good study or not. The first thing that you'll notice in most of these anti-supplement studies is that they're not true studies. What they are a meta-analysis,
right,
which simply means a collection of a lot of studies that usually happened in the past. And all of those studies were done for different reasons, but they group them together and they try to tease out, it's called data mining, they try to tease out information about, say, in this case, fish oils and whether or not fish oils helped people who had already had a heart attack.
Right.
So the first thing you want to look at when you look at these types of studies is you have to look at the number of studies they included out of the total number they looked at. And in this one case, let me just give you an example. They looked at over 4,000 fish oil studies that had some sort of connection to heart disease, and they only chose 20. So they chose 20 out of those 4,000, and then when you look at it, you ask yourself, why did they choose those 20? Because most likely those 20 showed the results that they were looking for. So
mm-hmm.
This is known as bias selection. When they do these types of analysis, they're picking from a large pool those studies that they've already predetermined that they want to include. And that is a horrible way to
right.
do research. As a matter of fact, that goes completely against what we call the scientific method, which is about observation, hypothesis, and testing. This is so far from that basic thing you learn in high school, it's really unbelievable. So the first thing you want to look at is, was this a retrospective, looking back at past studies, and then you want to look at how many they looked at and how many they actually chose. The smaller the number they chose out of that pool, the less you can actually trust those results. That's the first thing I want your listeners to know.
Right.
The second thing is you have to ask yourself, who did they, when they picked those 20 studies in this case, who did they test them? When you look at those 20 studies, those 20 clinical trials, who were they testing? Were they testing sick people or were they testing healthy people? And over and over and over again, when you look at these anti-supplement studies, Carl, guess who they're testing? They're testing sick people.
Right.
In this particular Greek study, these people already had heart attacks. They had established severe coronary artery disease.
Right.
They all these patients they looked at in these 20 studies already suffered heart attacks. That's the second thing. That right there is another red flag. Now, all these points I'm going over, Carl, it's not that one of these stands alone as, you know, allowing you to say this is a bad study. You have to look at all of these things I'm putting, like, that I'm talking about. You have to put them together. When you look at
right.
the...
Right. It's not one
together,
thing. It's the gestalt. It's all of them together.
It's the whole picture.
Right.
So they're only using 20 studies out of 4,000 because they have biasness in their selection. And out of those 20, part of that biasness was really looking for studies that were using sick people. And you're already kind of stacking the odds. I mean, think about it. People that have had past heart attacks, statin medications, beta blockers. I mean, they may help these people prevent second heart attacks, third heart attacks, but it's pretty low. Even these powerful chemicals have a hard time helping people who have sick hearts.
Right.
So they're stacking the odds basically against the fish oil. So that's the second thing. Who are they studying it in? Healthy people or sick people? The third one, and this is probably one of the most important, is what dose are they using? That is so important. When you look at the 4,000 total studies they could have chose from, most of the dosing in those studies that they didn't choose were the right dosing between 2 and 4 grams a day.
Right.
Well, guess what? They chose 20 studies that looked at sick people with heart attacks, and they only did about a gram a day of
yeah.
fish oils, and they really couldn't prove whether these people were doing it every day or not because they rely on surveys.
Yeah.
These studies, when they were actually done, the nutritionist who's assigned to the study would send out a questionnaire to all the people in the study.
Yeah, and,
right?
and you and I have talked about self-reporting and the flaw that it produces in gathering data. Right.
It's
right.
completely unreliable. Now, it's not to say that surveys don't have their place, but you never draw absolute conclusions off retrospective analysis. You never draw absolute conclusions only on sick people, and you definitely don't draw definite conclusions off surveys based on low doses. So they were looking at studies in sick people, right, using on average about 1 gram a day of fish oil, and the ultimate conclusion they came to was that fish oils don't work in heart disease patients. Now, the last thing, and this is the hardest thing for people to really tease out of an abstract if you go online, you go to JAMA, you know, most abstracts are available before it even goes to print, right?
Well,
one of the hardest things to really pull out of it is they often ignore the positive results when they draw their conclusion. And that tells you how biased this really is. So let me read you. This was a Greek study, again, that looked at 20 clinical studies with fish oils and heart disease. They ignored about 4,000 of them. They looked at people that were sick already with heart attacks. They were underdosed. And even with those underdosings, here are the positive things they found in this study, yet they ignored in their report. 9% reduction in cardiac death, 13% reduction in sudden death, 11% reduction in another second heart attack, 4% reduction in all-cause mortality. That was buried in the middle of their publication.
Right.
And yet they ignore those positive results and they end up concluding that fish oils have no place in clinical practice.
Terrible. Terrible. And you know what?
These are
scientists who basically are whores because they're taking their reputations, they're taking their scientific ability, and they're endorsing an untruth in order to get funded. And, you know, we're seeing more and more of this today. Scientists are desperate to get their work published. And so they will become hired guns, and they will go out there and promote things that are clearly untrue.
Yeah, and it really frustrates me. So, you know, so here's what I want. The take-home message is we need your listeners. We need Life Extension members, and hopefully more of your listeners become Life Extension members. I think we got a great partnership here, Carl. We really need them. We need your listeners to understand this kind of stuff that I went over so that they can teach other people. So when you're sitting there watching, you know, that morning news show, whatever, which one you like,
yes,
NBC, ABC, whatever, and they come on and they say, well, it looks like fish oils are no good for you. You might as well not even take them. And they kind of go over the study a little bit. It's now up to you, me, your listeners to understand they need to go to where that abstract is and they need to apply some of these steps I just went over.
Yes.
How many studies did they actually include? What was the dose? Was it sick people or healthy people? And when you can kind of tease some of that out, you can teach that to other people who don't know, and you can basically tell them this was simply a bad study designed to fail. As a matter of fact, there were some positives in it that they just ignored.
That they didn't even publish. They didn't even talk about. Isn't that amazing?
No, they didn't. They ended up concluding that fish oils play no role in clinical practice,
you know,
even though there was 11% reduction in a second heart attack.
It's so sad. It's so sad. It really is.
Yeah.
It's sad because...
So you can tell it gets me up.
Well, and me too, because you know why, Michael? I don't care what your religious theologies are, if you believe in an afterlife, but I feel like we have this one chance to get this particular life right, and then we have this purposeful misinformation that will shorten lives and destroy lives, and it's sad to me. It's like you're hanging from a building, and the American government, through the FDA, is stepping on one finger at a time instead of reaching down to help you up. And that's the sad thing to me.
So do you think, Carl, that that we can see some change in our life?
You know what? Yes, but here's my belief. I don't think we're going to change the world, Michael. I just would think we're going to change us. The people – and see, when you were saying, well, we can go out there and tell some people – we're not. I have friends that will say that to me about the fish oil. And if I try to tell them – that was a lie, they will discount what I say because it came from the mainstream media. So I've come to the conclusion, like my mother used to say, never give advice that's not asked for because it's worth zero. When someone asks you for advice and you give them advice, it's worth something. But if you just give advice without them asking for it, it's worth zero because they didn't want the advice to begin with. So,
and that might be true. But also, I on the flip side of that, I do believe that knowledge. I hate to use the cliche, knowledge is power. So sometimes, if we can just make it clear why it's a bad study, you know, we spend a lot of time here at Life Extension, writing rebuttals to these, and we scientifically analyze these studies. And I know that if people understood a little bit more, something as simple as, you know what? If I want to test whether zinc is good for the immune system, but I test it in people who are absolutely 100% immune compromised,
right.
It doesn't work. I mean, if they just have something simple like that, just to see who was tested, sick people, that right there is simply a red flag. What dose did they use? Well, they used 2 milligrams
less
of zinc.
Less than the standard, right, less than the standard.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's. I do think that although, you know, you're not, it's not my job to convince anybody of anything, but if I can give them a few things just to hold on to, who did they test? What dose did they use? How many studies did they pick out of the pool? Just little things like that. Hopefully, little by little, people will start recognizing those little red flags will go up, and maybe, just maybe, on Tuesday morning when they're having their coffee, they don't stop taking their fish oil because Katie Kirk, or whoever's on those shows now, says that it doesn't work.
That's my fear. Look, Michael, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about telomeres, but I also want to talk, I know that you're not a fan of pimping, but I am. I want to talk about what people will get when they okay. take this free membership, because there's so much to this. This may be the first step
sure.
in helping people who
okay,
are in
sure.
search for the information. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Right now, you can get a free annual membership plus a $25 coupon to use for any purchase you want of Life Extension Foundation supplements. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. You have nothing to lose, only to gain. Check it out. We'll be right back.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C. 21st century vitamin C.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensive settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, PainPod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The PainPod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the PainPod for only $200, including shipping. PainPod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PainPod banner ad today to learn more.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, you'll feel better if you get a membership at Life Extension Foundation. All right, Michael, before we go on to the telomere discussion, what exactly will people have access to with this free membership?
You know, it's pretty amazing, if I can be honest with you.
Yeah,
I've been
please.
With the company for 6 years. First of all, I'm a medical doctor. I'm a data nerd. I wouldn't stick with a supplement company if it wasn't ingrained in science. So the first thing that members are exposed to is a gold mine of information, a database of information on sports medicine, on anti-aging, on chronic diseases, supplements, nutrients, herbs. We have, I mean, literally, when I say a gold mine, we are sitting on this huge pot of information that we are just dying to share with people. So the first thing is when you become a member, you're going to become a student. And you're going to learn, and you're going to learn, and you're going to learn. I mean, that's really my focus at the foundation. My job here is to turn all that science into usable things that we can do every day. And so that's the number one thing. Number two, you get discounts. We do make products. Those products support the foundation. You get a 25 to 30% discount off everything that we sell right off the bat. You partner with us. Keep in mind that, you know, you're going to get a free year membership, but for most people it's $75 a year, and what that does is it goes right to the foundation so we can do all the research like on telomeres. So you really become a partner with what we're doing. We have a great laboratory service. We offer labs that your mainstream doctor doesn't even know about. I just did a whole lecture on heart disease labs your doctor won't order. And at the end of it I said, why doesn't your doctor order this? Because he doesn't know about them, or right. She doesn't know about them. We have them available to our members. Our doctors know how to interpret them. We know how to modify those risk factors. It's pretty amazing. By the way, as I just said, we have health advisors. I don't know how many companies, Carl, have a whole department of doctors. I mean, medical doctors, naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, fitness trainers, nutritionists, it goes on and on. Whoever you want to talk to, if you want to talk to somebody more conventional, we have those doctors. If you want to talk to somebody more, alternative, we have those doctors there for you. So, and you can call and ask them anything you want, and they're not going to, you're not on a time limit. They're there to answer your questions. And then let me just throw my stuff out there, Carl. When you join the foundation, you can
join
the
webinars.
My monthly webinars, we're getting about 3,000 people a month every third Wednesday from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. I have one coming up Wednesday on restoring hormones safely, looking at some of the latest research there. And it's free information. People love that kind of stuff.
For members. And the membership is free. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is amazing. But Carl, that's how I see it. I really think of us more as an institution, an educational institution. That's what the foundation's about. And so you know how it is, Carl. I mean, I know you read our stuff and you know, with how the magazine reads, you know all
listen,
the stuff.
Listen, you guys broke the story about the guy who at the FDA, and there are good people at the FDA, by the way. The guy at the FDA who called out Vioxx, and then they ostracized him, and nobody, I mean, you guys wrote the story about that. That was a fantastic, piece that was in, Life Extension magazine.
Yeah, it was. And that magazine, by the way, really reads like a journal. It's not in a standard industry magazine. One of our articles has 300 references to it. So highly referenced, highly scientific. But we also offer the classes that I do that take that information and make it a little bit more simple, straightforward. So we really offer both that detailed stuff for the data nerds like myself. But then we also have it a little bit quick, a little bit, how do I use this information? That's my job at the foundation. So I love it here. I think we're doing some great work. $110 million in 10 years Carl.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
What we've done.
And you know what?
Yeah.
On top of that, my audience not only gets a free membership, but they get a $25 gift coupon that they can use towards the purchase of any supplements they want. It's almost like we're paying you $25 to join.
Yeah. As you say that, I'm thinking, what would I buy? I have about 10 products on the top of my head that I would like to buy.
Well, let's talk about telemeres now. Here's a good segue to talk about telemeres. So
well,
tell me about what's the new research?
This is some of the stuff that we're looking at, just to give you an example of what the foundation does. You know, we all know, I think your listeners are pretty familiar with telomeres. Those are the caps at the end of chromosomes.
Oh, yeah. We do at least three shows a month that have something to do with telomeres.
So you guys are familiar. I mean, you know, telomeres are basically anti-DNA mutation devices, basically. Once the cell's too old, stop dividing, telomeres too short. Well, there's two parts of the research that we're funding here. On one end, we're looking at ways to increase longevity by increasing telomeres. And some really exciting data is looking at the omega oils, where some research is coming out that if you improve the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio from about 18 to 1, which is what most Americans are eating, to about 2 to 1, you can actually increase telomerase activity by upwards of a quarter, 25-30%, and we're noticing longer telomeres. But so that research is going. We've been doing that for a while. But what I find fascinating is I had a discussion on my radio show with Dr. Aubrey de Grey. He is, I don't know if you know him.
He's been on the show.
Oh, isn't he awesome? I mean, he's just an awesome guy.
I've actually had an ale with him when he was in Louisville. He loves to drink beer.
Oh, awesome. Great. Well, he has the SENS Research Foundation, and we're helping him. We're funding some of the research he's doing. He's doing the opposite thing with telomeres, though. He's not increasing them. He's shortening them. And so you might ask, well, why would you want to shorten a telomere? That's for cancer treatment.
And that's what I was going to say. He believes, and we had this discussion with him on the show, and I had it with him at his seminar. He believes that we should not be trying to lengthen telomeres because it could lead to cancers. But I invoked the question. I said, cancer cells are already immortal. They produce their own telomerase at a much higher rate than healthy cells. So by shortening telomeres or inhibiting telomere length in healthy cells, you're just giving the cancer cells the leg up on the job they're trying to do. And he did agree.
Well,
he did agree.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we talked about that as well. What we know about telomeres is we have a lot more to learn and understand.
Yes.
There's some good research, by the way, and I brought this up with him, that came out even Harvard, University of Chicago, University of Texas in Austin. They were showing that increasing telomere length, increasing the survival of a somatic cell is actually, you're not increasing the survival of an old cell. There are youthful gene activity that you don't see in an older cell, in some of like the muscle cells, the heart cells. They had petri dishes at the University of Texas where the heart muscle cell, the myocytes, were pumping better when you increase telomere length. So there's evidence that the telomere does more than just control mutations. It probably plays a regulatory role as well on the expression of certain genes, and he liked that as well. But what he was talking about is taking certain things like viruses. There are some viruses that can inhibit telomerase. You inject them directly into the cancer cell, and it basically causes that cancer cell to shorten that telomere too fast, and it divides itself out before it can spread and cause problems. That's just an example of some of the research that we're funding. So on one end, we're looking at increasing healthy cell telomeres, like in somatic cells. And on the other hand, we're also funding Dr. de Grey and looking at maybe using inhibitors of telomere length as cancer treatments, where it's a directly targeted treatment in the cancer cell itself. That's what, you know what, if your listeners join us, that's the type of stuff that their money, you know, through membership, through their products, goes to. That's the type of research we're doing.
You know what's funny? We did a show just this past Wednesday about some new research that was done by Dr. John Carlquist about how, you know, how telomere length can predict life expectancy. And the summation that I made at the end of the interview is this. Telomeres are just one aspect of it. And this is why I like Life Extension Foundation, right? They don't grab onto a shooting star and go, this is all you have to do. Telomeres are one aspect of it. It's like maintaining a car, right? If all you ever did was replace your shock absorbers and ignored everything else, you'd have a broken down car with really good shock absorbers in it. If all you focus on is telomerase and telomeres, you're going to have really long telomeres, but you're going to have a body riddled by oxidative stress. You're going to have a body riddled by inflammation.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what? It's the whole thing. Telomeres are one part of it. And that's why, do they get the Life Extension magazine when they're members?
Oh, yeah, you get right to your doorstep every month.
Okay, so
yeah.
So this is a really – I feel like I'm on public radio right now begging people to donate money. I'm begging you to join Life Extension Foundation for free and get $25 worth of free supplements on top of it. Really? I have to beg you?
Yeah.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Dawn banner ad. Get some of this information. Life Extension doesn't focus on just telomeres. They focus on the whole being.
Everything, yeah. We've written whole books on all the different theories of aging and how to modify them, but some people might ask, well, why would you give away a free membership if that's so important to your research? Because we know it's very simple, Carl. At the end of the year, they're going to renew their membership with us.
Of course.
I mean, there's no doubt. Everybody, I mean, we're talking about 80, 90% of the people that we give free memberships to. Guess what? They become lifelong members because they see what we do.
Right. And like I said, my audience gets $25 worth of free supplements on top of it.
It's awesome.
So don't wait. let's do one thing before we get off the air here. You have a radio show that airs once a week in Florida, but you've changed stations, I was told.
Yeah, we're going to start it's called Healthy Talk with Dr. Mike, and I usually have one or two guests on. I also have a time period where I just talk about what I want to talk about, what I find important. And we're going to switch to RadioMD.com. It's an internet-based program, but they break up each show into segments, and they market the segments for it. So if you go to RadioMD.com, you can find my show there Thursdays at 3 Eastern Time, 3 to 4 Eastern Time, but they're all archived at RadioMD. Dr. Roizen's on there. Dr. Oz is on there. They're really trying to build up an expert online station, and they were kind enough to ask me to come on board, and we looked at it, and we really like it. So
very
that's
cool.
When we'll be at Thursdays at 3 o'clock.
Very cool. So there you go. Go to RadioMD.com to check out Dr. Mike's show. And, of course, join Life Extension Foundation for free. Attend his webinars. Get the magazine. Get $25 worth of free supplements. Really, does it get any better than that? I don't think so. Hey, Michael, it's been too long. We'll have you on again soon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Carl, for having me. Have
All right.
A great day.
You too. All right, so there you have it. Thanks also to Rob Regish for answering listener questions during the Blueprint Power Hour. And thank you to all of you for listening today. We've got a great show planned tomorrow. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You train hard. You push the limits up.